This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's voter ID law requires voters to bring an accepted ID to the polls on Election Day. Critics of the law have said that makes it more difficult for some people to vote, including senior citizens. Reporter Bridget Bowden recently checked in with seniors across the state to see how they're adapting to the law.
Mary Conarchy is 89 years old. She lives at the Harwood Place Assisted Living Facility in Wauwatosa. And she says it would be hard for her to get to a polling place on Election Day.
Because of my condition, getting to and from, it would have been very difficult.
So, like many seniors, she voted absentee.
My thing came in my mailbox and we took care of it. My daughter mailed it for me. So it's in.
Transportation on voting day can be difficult for a lot of seniors, according to Jim Murphy. He's the executive director at the Wisconsin Assisted Living Association. He says Wisconsin's voter ID law, which is in effect for this upcoming election, poses an issue to seniors who don't drive anymore and may not have a valid driver's license.
In the past, they didn't need to present ID, and even though the last election they had to in the primary, they maybe didn't vote in the primaries.
And he says tracking down a birth certificate to get a state-issued ID just for voting can be really hard for seniors who were born at home or changed their name. He hasn't seen any issues yet, but he expects there will be some before November 8th.
So we're going to see, I think, a certain amount of that tension between people who voted and now find they can't vote.
On the other side of the state, in La Crosse, Grant Bloom is planning on voting.
I voted in every presidential election from 1960 on.
He lives in the Hillview Healthcare Center, which is run by La Crosse County. And he says this election is particularly important to him.
In fact, right now, my roommate and I have been watching news instead of football with this presidential race going the way it is.
Bloom also plans on voting absentee for health and mobility reasons. Brooke Smith is the recreation therapy manager at Hillview, and she says a lot of residents do the same.
We have residents here that are long-term residents that have voted their whole life, and then if they're not able to vote here in the nursing home, I don't know how else they would be able to vote.
Smith volunteers as a special registration deputy, which means she's deputized by a clerk to register voters. But under a recently passed law backed by Republicans, special registration deputies will be eliminated and replaced with online voter registration. But there will still be people who register voters at residential care facilities like Hillview, called election registration officials. Smith says it's important that residents have this option.
Just because they are aging and they are in a nursing home does not mean that they're not able to still vote, does not mean that they're not keeping up in the news and watching, and they still have a say.
Helen Marks Dix advocates for state issues for the AARP of Wisconsin. She says it's been difficult for many senior voters to keep up with what they need to bring to the polls.
There's a lot of confusion out there about what the law actually is. It's on, it's off, it's modified, it's changed. I mean, that's one problem.
She says it's discouraging some voters and making them nervous. But she says people who don't have a valid Wisconsin driver's license do have some other options.
Sit down and go through the list of what you can have. You might have a passport. You might have some kind of a valid ID. So check and make sure you can do what you might have. If you don't have that stuff, then the next step is to head for the DMV.
Complete information about what to bring to the polls can be found at bringitwisconsin.com. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.